Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens September 24th, 2024 Exposure Reduction Committee webinar that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee. It is recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Chair Baruff, we have no speaker requests for today's meeting. May I proceed with the official roll call?
Please.
Chair Baruff?
Here.
Butts?
Here.
Governor Cumber?
Here.
Governor Spotswood?
Here.
Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Pope?
Thank you, Chairman. And for the record, Jeremy Pope, Chief Administrative Officer, and good afternoon to the committee. Joining me today is Carl Rockman, our Vice President of Agency and Market Services. Today, we will provide a brief update, essentially hitting the highlights of our DPOP program, our clearinghouse interim program, and while we don't have any major shifts with the Florida market assistance program, answer any questions that the committee may have. We will begin. We have no action or consent items to bring forward for the committee's consideration today, and we'll begin our update on page 2 of our materials. And again, we're just going to hit a summary and answer any questions that the committee would like to get into further detail. Alive and well is obviously the DPOP program. We've had a lot of discussion around it so far today. We have 11 carriers that are participating in Q4 DPOP. So that's October, November, and December. And although numbers are still being finalized for the December's activity, we are expecting extremely active involvement. This year alone, we've had 5 new entrants that have participated in the Citizens DPOP program, which is significant. And you can see the October stats that we have there. We have 9, and we're currently in flight with this DPOP as we speak. We have 9 personalized carriers that have been approved to participate with an approved amount of 410,000, or a little over 410,000 policies through the office. And on the commercial lines carriers, we have 4 that have been approved to participate, which totals 4,250 carriers that have been approved through the office. Consumers have about around middle of the month to make their selections. So by the time we have our next committee, we'll have the results. But preliminary numbers, we're seeing a very significantly high number of policies that are ineligible to remain with Citizens, which is good news. November, we have 10 approved carriers participating in the personal lines assumption, and that totals a little over 235,000 policies. So just alone between October and November, over 645,000 policies have been approved for takeout. We don't, again, have anything official for December, but again, everything that is indicating to us that it'll be a record-breaking month of activity. On slide 3, this is our year-to-date results so far with the program. So far we've removed $64.8 billion in total exposure back into the private market. Of that, we were talking about commercial a few minutes ago, $5.6 billion of that belongs to the commercial book of business, which totals around 597 policies. The remaining portion belongs to our personal lines book of business. That's $59.2 billion in exposure we've put back into the private market, and that totals almost 132,000 policies. You'll see on your committee materials the 2024 forecast. Now, we do feel that these numbers are conservative and one could say understated at this point, but as Governor Lidecker made comment previously, storm activity could change these numbers. We do have indications that our DPOP, based on what we're seeing for December, may put us at 509,000 policies for the year. So that would essentially put us right below 900,000 policies if we were to move into that direction. So we are very hopeful, and again, we continue to see the active involvement within the market around DPOP. In partnership with Christine Ashburn's communications team, there's various resources which have been made available to consumers, agents, and internal staff. That's to ensure that, one, obviously consumers understand the DPOP process, and then we have agents and internal staff that are equipped and able to assist consumers as appropriate through their transition. Everything from posted resources online, policyholder newsletters, and most recently, videos distributed to consumers to help them through step-by-step of the process. And again, we will always ensure that agents and staff are equipped and empowered so our level of service remains consistent as an organization. We do have the 2025 DPOP calendar has been finalized, and that'll be included in the next committee's materials. But I did want to make everybody aware that for the personal lines book of business. Initially, we started off, we identified 8 opportunities or months next year to provide a DPOP opportunity. That was approved through the office, and now we're now working with the office to increase that to 9 because we have additional interest from the market for participation. In addition, for the commercial book, we have identified 6 opportunities or months for DPOP next year. And again, that calendar will be included in your committee materials at the next meeting. And that concludes the DPOP update. I'm happy to provide any questions, and if not, none, I will turn it over to Carl.
Go ahead, Carl.
Thank you. For the record, Carl Rockman, Vice President of Agency and Market Services. Another important component of our exposure reduction program is the clearinghouse program. Page 4 will highlight our results in this important space. On the right-hand side, an update on our clearinghouse interim program we call CHIPS, the volume of new business that is being thoroughly reviewed for eligibility, and also our renewal program. Results are documented on the right side. On the left side of the page, updates on our rollout of the new clearinghouse program in partnership with Applied Systems. Pleased to report to the committee that all Citizens credentialed users now have access to the Applied program that we call EasyLinks. All those folks have gotten access. We've run 14 webinars to support the agents. Over 3,300 have attended, and we actually kicked off round 2 of a support webinar series today, with over 900 agents registered to attend, and we'll be conducting 8 supplemental webinars in this final week of September and the first week of October. Checks right now are still being done manually. That'll be included in our CHIPS reviews, but mid-January of 2025, we'll be mechanizing eligibility at point of sale, which will ensure tighter compliance to the 20% rule. That concludes my update on the clearinghouse.
Comments, questions? Seeing none.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
just,
of course.
Just a comment, and I've expressed this to Carl and Jeremy already. I think it's important that we start to have a conversation around insurance scoring or the use of insurance scoring, whether or not Citizens actually uses it, or at least we tell insureds that the carriers that could be taking those policies out of Citizens. My understanding is that those carriers file with the state of Florida if they want to use insurance scoring in their rate process. I do not think it's something that we have in place now, but something as the clearinghouse starts to come online, especially pushing policies out at renewal time, that insurance scoring could potentially make more folks eligible to be pushed out of Citizens. Most of the systems and the way that it's going to work, when that API delivers the rate call to the individual carriers to get those rates back, most of those carriers who have it filed again with the state are, my thought would be that they're sending those back with maybe a neutral score if they do not have permission to do it. But I think it's something that Citizens needs to talk about. And that may be a Christine issue or Brian or Tim, but I think it's something that we need to address, especially with the automated takeout potential here next year.
Governor Butts definitely recognized and acknowledged, and what we will be happy to do, we've had this discussion internally, different aspects of insurance scoring, but what we'd like to do is completely button that topic up and come back and obviously run those options through the office. Because to your point, anything that we are able to do, obviously to make the book more attractive, it's a win for everybody involved. So we will formally take that back and vet through all aspects of insurance scoring.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other comments? Seeing none. Any new business? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're done.